This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And then I'm going to have to get used to not saying the Skype username because I'm done with it. Last night, we talked about, like, the behind-the-scenes. Every now and then, we'll talk about the behind-the-scenes of the radio business here and what's going on here with us.
Ian is sufficiently frustrated. We will talk about the behind-the-scenes
stuff. We are going to talk about how bad Skype is and how they have broken the program that once was fairly useful. Years ago, we started taking Skype calls. I don't remember how many years ago, but it was several at least. Maybe even the early part of this decade, we started taking Skype calls because we wanted to give, we've got a technologically aware audience, our internet audience, you know, the podcast listeners, the live stream viewers and listeners. These are more adept people. These are people more likely to have something like a Skype to call into the show with. And so we announced that as a call-in option, and a lot of people availed themselves of it. In fact, some nights we will have several calls come in from Skype. But not anymore. As of last night, I have kicked Skype to the curb, and I'm sure many of our listeners out there who were not Skype fans are going to be very happy because, of course, Microsoft purchased Skype years ago and have seemed to have just made it worse over time. It has the newest version has been dumbed down so much, they took out useful features. So let me explain just one feature that they've completely removed from the program. Now, you have to put effort into taking a feature out of a program, right? So, like, why you would do this, it's just got to be to dumb it down and make it more simple for people. What they did was they took out the ability for the user to assign the ringtone, which is what was bugging us last night. Last night we were interrupted, like, three times on the air by somebody calling on Skype. Because the new version, not only will they not let you turn off the ringtone, and I have looked, and we had a listener who thought that he knew how to do it, because, you know, if you Google it, there's a purported solution out there.
Got close.
That doesn't work. That solution does not work. And that solution was, like, trying to fix it at the system level behind the scenes in Windows 10. That didn't work. So they took out the option to turn off the ringtone. One of the most basic kind of, you've got a phone app. Do you want to have the ringtone bugging you all the time? Well, if you've got Skype for Windows, now you can't turn it off. So that would have been bad enough as is. But they also stripped out the ability for you to reassign the ringtone audio card. Sounds like a small thing, and it is. For most people, it probably doesn't matter. But when you're running a radio show and or you're doing some sort of professional level of use of Skype, you might want to have your ringtone come out of a different sound card, like we have here. We've got different sound cards in our computer, and they just completely stripped that out. So there's no way for us to get rid of that on-air ringtone without adding more hardware here and reconfiguring the studio just for Skype, and I'm not going to do it. So we gave them a lot of free publicity over the years, and during that time frame, they had a product that was useful. But now it's more difficult than ever to actually get a Skype account. So, like, if you wanted to go and create a Skype account, well, you've got to get a Microsoft Live account or something like that first. And that means jumping through however many hoops that takes. It's not just like, it's not like you, like Discord, where you can just download a program, create a username and a password, and you're good to go. So
Microsoft, I think, has a corporate team that is insane.
Okay.
So, I mean, for example, everyone is trying to get into the home assistant market, right? And Microsoft has Cortana.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And so
the lady that talks to you and you can ask her to do
right,
things.
It's like Alexa and Siri. You know, they're the home assistants. They want to get people's data and get them, you know, get questions, get data on them, get them shopping. And Microsoft has a device that had Cortana on it in millions of homes, the Xbox and
right.
the Kinect, which was part of
the Kinect is the physical, you can jump around and, like, do physical moves on video games.
Was.
Okay.
They discontinued it.
Okay.
That, to me, is just insane. They didn't replace it. They just
stopped.
Discontinued it. The microphone and camera that allows you to talk to the virtual assistant that's still present on the Xbox and its various iterations is now gone.
Wait. So if you had the Kinect piece of hardware, it no longer functions, or it still works,
well,
but they don't support
it anymore? Well, if you have the newest model of Xbox, you have to get an adapter cable, which has also been discontinued. Mm-hmm. So now, in order to get that cable, you have to essentially get it on, you know, a third-party market. And, of course, because they're so rare and not being manufactured anymore, the prices have just been going up and up and up.
So basically, they are pulling any level of current support for this product, is what you're saying.
Supposedly that they're going to add support for Google Home Assistant and Alexa, or, you know, Echo, sorry. I probably just triggered a bunch of people's devices. But buy 10 pounds of potatoes, confirm. anyway.
At least it's only 10 pounds.
So.
That's really crappy.
Anyway.
Okay, so Kinect is gone.
Yeah, so it's gone. And
which was the device they could have used to connect people to their Cortana.
Right. Now, it's mainly kind of useless. Cortana was not very good compared to, you know, Google Home Assistant or Siri or Alexa, which is saying a lot because Siri is pretty bad. But it was extremely useful for the fact that where are most people's Xbox devices located?
Living room?
Living room on probably the largest screen in the house. The one thing that the Xbox was very good at was being a home theater, you know, being a media center.
Sure. Play DVD or Blu-ray or something.
So having that Kinect connected made it an extremely effective voice-controlled home theater center.
And you've done this.
I had it. It was fantastic.
Had.
It's dead. I mean, it does not work with the new. I mean, I could spend 200
some. You had this on a previous Xbox.
Yeah, I had this on a previous Xbox.
So what, the 360?
Yeah,
the current one's the one, right? Xbox One?
Well, there's the Xbox One, then there was the Xbox One S, then there's the Xbox One X.
But that's the new.
They're all the Xbox One,
generation, okay.
But there are various differences between them.
But your Kinect worked for the 360.
It worked for the Xbox One.
Oh, but not the newer.
Not the Xbox One X.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Boy, that's confusing.
So, yeah, right? More Microsoft genius marketing.
Yeah, I at least with the PlayStation, you've got PlayStation 1, 2, 3. You know, they did make us like a fancy version of PlayStation 4 or 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
You know, there's not like Xbox 360, then Xbox One. Which
there's
one's
the
original?
Or something like that. They have the Slim, but I mean, it's still
so you don't seem
like,
too excited about Microsoft and their customer.
I just don't know what they're doing. It's just, and then, you know, now
I can show you what Skype looks like. It's dumbed down.
Oh,
the settings controls is like silly little looking switches now, and there's. You know, it's a fraction of what it was before, so.
The concern for me is that Windows now is, you know, getting into this whole DASS, desktop as a service.
Meaning it's cloud-based or something?
Yeah,
that
basically, you know, the largest part of your desktop software will reside on your computer, but you're going to be required to have an internet connection, and they control when your computer is updated and how. And
oh, the updates with Windows 10 are the worst part about Windows 10, because they force them down your throat.
Yep.
And
the internet went out of my house a couple of days ago, and there was nothing for me to do.
What do you mean?
There was,
don't you have a hole you can dig?
No.
Chop some firewood. You're ready for the winter.
Agreed. Those are the things I did. But, I mean, at the computer, there's nothing left to do. My address book, I can't make telephone calls
to
potential clients.
Right,
my
everything's
address book
online.
Everything is on there. So when
that's
I'm offline,
you're done.
I'm not working.
Yeah, that's true. And well, I mean, that's true for a lot of things. That's not just Microsoft, right? Like, my documents are on Google Docs or whatever, so when I want to call radio stations, it used to have a local file on my computer. That's when I started doing calling stations, because what I do is, Daryl and I, we call radio stations on behalf of Free Talk Live. In 2002, when I started building that database, it was on my computer, but eventually I want to work from my laptop sometimes. I want to sit out on the porch during a nice summer day or something like that. So I put everything up on the cloud. So I have the same. I've got the same issue. So the good news is, bad news for Skype users. Sorry, we're not going to be using Skype anymore. So screw them. In fact, the Skype name has already been taken down from the Free Talk Live site and has been replaced by discord.lrn.fm, which not only sounds better, because Skype's also been cutting back on their voice quality, the call quality.
You don't sound sorry.
Well.
You just said sorry to the Skype users.
I'm sorry to the Skype users, because it will inconvenience some of them, because you'll have to get Discord or call us toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com. You want to learn about cryptocurrency? No better time than now to get started. You're not too late. I understand Bitcoin looks very expensive. It's hovering just under 7,000 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin today. It seems like a lot of money. But in a few years from now, some people are predicted Bitcoin might hit $1 million or $100,000 per unit. But anything's possible. Maybe it'll fail completely. I mean, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. But the odds are the more people accept Bitcoin, the more people are using Bitcoin, the less likely it's going to go to zero. So if you want to learn more about it, go to Bitcoin.com. You can also learn about Bitcoin Cash, which is the alternative to Bitcoin that's now been around for a full year. So it celebrated its first year birthday or anniversary earlier this month on August 1st. And so go to Bitcoin.com, learn the basics, and also get the latest news headlines anytime you want over at news.bitcoin.com. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls and thoughts about anything. We started out the show just kind of griping about how awful Microsoft has become, and I was complaining about them dumbing down Skype and making it basically useless garbage as far as we used to use it on the air, and it is done here. But then you brought up their Xbox platform, Johnson, which you say they've essentially gutted the usefulness of some of its features with the Kinect product, which was originally supposed to be, you know, kind of like their move-around thing where you could get up and get into the game, sort of.
Well, it was just an interface for a lot of different things. It was a microphone, it was a camera, and it was a 3D scanner, essentially, that would allow it to read the three-dimensional space that you occupied and are as a human being to act as a controller.
Seems like so, something they would want to continue doing, but
it
apparently
just boggles my mind that they got rid of it. I mean, I understand it wasn't incredibly popular because people just weren't really into the idea because it wasn't incredibly great in terms of controlling games using, you know, your hand or body or whatever.
Well, a lot of that's so new, right?
It's kind of very clunky. New, and there's not, it's not like really combined with, you know, augmented reality or virtual reality even. And I think that they do have plans to bring some of that back with HoloLens.
Is this their VR?
Which is, it's their augmented reality. So it's, you know, their mixed, actually, I think they call it mixed reality.
Yeah, that's where you can see the room that you're in or wherever it is you are, and it will superimpose graphics on top of the room.
Right, exactly.
That's mixed reality.
Yep. And so I guess,
so like, you know, aliens coming out of the walls, that kind of thing.
So I think that their idea is to bring back control systems with that and that as an interface. But to just not even fill the gap in the meantime until that comes out just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
So you want to comment? You're welcome to. I was just kind of bringing that up as a technical note that, sorry, Skype users, we're not taking your calls there anymore. But the good news is we now have three Discord on-air call-in lines. So the issue with Discord before was, well, there was no issue. It sounded great. Discord always sounded better than Skype.
Better?
Oh, yeah, way better.
It sounded the same to me, okay.
No, I'm sorry, you're not an audiophile. Skype had been definitely cutting down the bandwidth that they were using for their calls.
All
whereas
right.
with Discord, we can set what the bandwidth is.
Okay.
You can do that with Skype. We can say we want to have high-quality calls. They sound great. But the issue was, if somebody was sitting in the Discord room, no one else could be in the room because it's only for one person at a time. So I just made two more rooms yesterday. So now we've got three Discord lines, and I can add more as, you know, if we need more. So we'll judge that as time goes.
I find Skype easier to use if you want to make a call. So
great, back you can make calls anytime you want.
Back in the day, you know, just yesterday, you could set up a Skype account or have a Skype account. Add free talk.
No, you can't have a Skype account. You have to have a Microsoft Live account now, which is different from a Skype account. They merged everything into their Microsoft One account or whatever it is, and that makes it even more difficult to get an account created than it ever was.
That may be true that it's more difficult, but nothing changed for me because I already,
had an account. Yep.
And I think most people do.
I don't know if most people have a Skype account. I should hope not because it's garbage. Let's go on to your calls and thoughts here. We talked to Andy in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hi, guys. This is great. I don't listen to you live. I don't get it in this area, but I usually listen to it the next day or a few days later on the podcast, and I'm sitting on hold here waiting to listen to you complain about Microsoft, and that's great. I have something to say about that, too.
Sure.
Another thing that they got rid of that drives me crazy is Media Center. They used to have Windows Media Center.
Where you could play, you know, whatever MP3s or videos you have. That program?
Yeah. It was wonderful, and it was free guide listings for TV. But now everybody wants to go to this Netflix thing where we sign up and they track what I'm recording and sell me stuff, and they have a complete listing of everything that I do and watch and how long I spend on doing it. And everybody loves these sign-up accounts, and it just drives me crazy that Microsoft took away this wonderful thing. I can still make it work.
So you know that cable television can track what you watch too, right?
Cable, yes, but not over the air. I can use
not over the air. That's
true. I use it over the air.
Okay.
Well,
yes,
maybe there's a way to do it.
all right.
But what I did want to call in and ask about was Cell 411. I really like the idea of Cell 411, and I downloaded it and I installed it. First thing I got to do is create an account. And then when I install the app, it says, oh, you got to turn on your GPS so that we can send out alerts to let everybody know where you're at. And
I for listeners that don't know what Cell 411 is, it's a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live, and we would promote them even if they weren't a sponsor, because it really is a great activist and community tool where you can send out alerts to, let's say, friends or family members, maybe even neighbors, you know, whoever, different groups that, you know, you want to let people know what's going on when something happens in your life. That's pretty important. So,
it's
like
an alternative for 911. When you need help, you call 411 rather than 911, so you don't get the crap abused and out of you by them serving and protecting you.
Right, because your friends are less likely to murder your dog when they show up at your house to help you out with something. The idea behind Cell 411, and it actually works really, really well. So you wanted to talk about your experience with it?
Yeah, well, I don't like the idea of having my GPS on all the time.
Okay.
Which is what this, if you have a hotline to this, the guy that started or the tech crew with it, it'd be nice to have the option that, okay, great, I want to use it, and just say, oh, by the way, your GPS is off. You want to enable it now? Yes, I do. And give me the option to do that rather than mandating that I have to have my GPS on.
Yeah. Are you going to want to have an extra step in the way when you have an emergency situation? I think probably most people wouldn't want to do that. Yeah.
I'm all about choices.
Sure, no doubt about it.
Have a little dialogue when you set it up that says, you want to have your GPS on all the time, that's great, and here's why we promote it. If you choose not to, be aware that this will be an extra step.
Yeah.
Just click an OK button.
Yeah, I don't know the best way to send in suggestions to them, but I would imagine you can go to getcell411.com, and there's probably some kind of a contact link there if you want to, you know, let them know.
You guys would have a hookup for me or something. Come on. Okay.
Well, I can't give up the hookup to I can't give up the hookup to you on national radio. How's that?
Fair enough. I understand.
My email is mark@freetalklive.com.
Alrighty. Thanks, bud.
Hey, thanks, Andy, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I mean, for those that don't know, your cell phone's location position is always known. Mm-hmm. The cell phone company, even if you turn off GPS, they know right where you are. They have to. It's part of how the system works.
Unless you put it in a Faraday cage bag, but then it kind of doesn't work as a phone anymore.
You can't really do anything with it. but yeah, as long as your phone is on, as long as it has power, the cell phone company knows where you are. So you're not protecting yourself from anything by turning your GPS off. It might save you a little bit of battery power, maybe. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to tout his sanctions that he slapped on Iran at midnight, calling them the most biting sanctions ever imposed. The president also called on other nations to join in the economic pressure, and U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says it's not a good idea to do business with Iran.
Business people know they want to do business with the United States, and if it's a choice between us or Iran, that's a pretty easy choice for them. That's pressure their own governments in Europe are now beginning to feel.
Today, the TSA came out and said they would not be eliminating passenger screening meeting at any of the federalized U.S. airports after reports surfaced last week that a proposal was under consideration to do so. Now, a TSA spokesman did say, though, that the TSA is hoping to implement new technology which will help speed up the process of going through security at airports. Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial was up 127 points. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Mark, you've got an update on the crackdown, not just against Alex Jones, but apparently some other people in the, I don't know, libertarian-ish world have been targeted, because I wouldn't want to call Alex Jones a libertarian, although I know he has used that word for himself in the past. But it's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio with you tonight. We're going to get into
that. I think he's become a real patriot.
Well, certainly since this Trump thing, he's
an outstanding American.
Yeah, he's certainly on board with the Trump train.
And against all the evildoers.
Zencash.com is where you can go to learn about Zencash, which is another cryptocurrency. But why should you care? Well, because there's, you know, 1,000+, close to 2,000 probably cryptocurrencies in the world. Why does Zencash matter? Well, it's because it was founded by voluntarists, by people who agree with liberty, people who understand the non-aggression principle, people who understand economics. So the philosophy, the founding philosophy, is solid there at Zencash.com. In fact, you can actually read their white paper, which talks about voluntarism in the white paper on Zencash. But they've also got some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you care about privacy, you really need to look into Zencash. They've got over 13,000 secure nodes, which means Zencash is one of the most distributed secure systems in place in the world of cryptocurrency. They have more secure nodes in the Zencash network than Bitcoin does in their, they call them full nodes in Bitcoin. And the secure nodes in Zencash actually get paid, unlike the Bitcoin full node. So there's actually an incentive to want to run one of these things. So go and learn more about it. You can also learn about their new super nodes, which will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Go to Zencash.com. Their official Zencash wallet is available for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Again, Zencash.com. As we continue, we will take your calls and thoughts about what you want. So we did have somebody on the line dropped off. We do also have the Discord call-in line rooms, which are available to you at discord.lrn.fm. So what's the latest development here, Mark? Yesterday we talked about Alex Jones being targeted by Facebook, by Pinterest, by YouTube, and I think it was Apple iTunes. iTunes delisted his podcast from search results. Facebook took down several of his Facebook pages. And all of this over not fake news, according to Facebook, but over some posts that were made, which they say were insensitive towards apparently certain groups of people. That was one of them.
That's the first thing they say about libertarians every time. I'm not saying Alex Jones is a libertarian, but he's got some libertarian leanings on some issues.
Well, they specifically cited immigrants, so had he been an actual libertarian, he probably wouldn't have been talking trash about immigrants.
Look, do you know what he said about immigrants?
No, I don't know. Okay. Facebook did not cite that.
So, I don't know what he said.
But we know what he says on the air about them.
What?
He's in favor of building, the wall and
he's
stuff
He's in
like
favor
that,
of a
right?
wall, but is that insensitive?
I'm sure that goes along with insults, if you know.
Are you going to ban everybody from the Discord, Free Talk Live's Discord, who says we should build a wall?
No, we don't ban people from the Discord for that stuff.
Okay, great.
But we will ban you for racism.
Fine.
Pretty much nothing else will get you banned from the
Discord.
The
thing is that I can't...
Spam, you're not doing
I can't find out what Alex Jones said.
Yeah.
Well, I saw something about it.
What is it?
He was basically saying transsexual people should burn.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
they did cite
if
transsexuals.
If you're a Christian, you believe
too.
That already.
Okay, well, apparently that's not welcome on the Facebook profile. And they said that was a violation of their their code of conduct. And so, again, these companies are free to have whatever sets of rules
Absolutely.
They want to have.
Absolutely. You could be a tyrannical Jekyll on the Internet if that's what you want to do. But when you control the half of the Internet, expect me to have an opinion about it.
You are welcome to have an opinion
My
about
opinion
it.
Is Facebook is a dangerous organization. They're just too big, and when they begin, when they start with shutting down, first they come for Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go after Anarchy Ball. Then they go after...
Anarchy Ball's a Facebook page?
Anarchy Ball is a web comic that started through through Facebook. And
It's fairly offensive a lot of times, right?
If you don't believe in the ideas of liberty, you better be darn sure you're offended. Mm-hmm. People are offended by libertarian thought. It's offensive. It is unfair to marginalized groups. It is all kinds of
Actually,
stuff.
That's not true at all.
Anarchy Ball essentially targets socialism and commies.
Yeah. Yep. It's, libertarianism is actually in favor of marginalized groups because we want the government to get out of people's lives, which means that minorities will actually have the ability to create wealth for themselves instead of
That's
having to
how
beg
you
government
see
bureaucrats.
It. But a socialist says, why do you want to rob the old people and the poor people and the ethnic people of all the stuff that we've given them? We've finally drug them up from the cesspool, and now you want to shove them back down, you nasty libertarian.
They get it all for free.
That's the first thing they do every single time. When, I'm sorry, your race card's been declined. Do you have another argument? I mean, if you don't come up with Alex Jones has been accused of being racially insensitive or whatever. I need to see it. I need to know more.
Okay.
And at this point, as far as I'm concerned, the idea that four large web platforms.
Now, you said there were more.
In one day, and then two more today, MailChimp and LinkedIn.
MailChimp is
seven large platforms in 2 days ban Alex Jones. This is not a coincidence.
No, it's
Call
course
me
not.
A conspiracy theorist, but I'm not so stupid as to believe the story that they said. Their lying, seething butts said that, this was just a coincidence. Am I that kind of moron?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not a coincidence. Whether they all worked together to coordinate it is another question, but certainly it's a pile-on. At the very least, this is like One of them did it, and the rest of them said, "All right, let's go." And then they jumped on quick. They jumped on the bandwagon, basically.
Well, so I'm supposed to not believe. I should not believe the story that it's all a coincidence, but I should believe the story that he's been racially insensitive.
Oh, I don't know what you should believe.
I've stopped believing.
At this point, I
have ceased believing the censors, the people who are not interested in some level of free speech out there.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't think that I hate the 2018 America where Silicon Valley has driven me to defend Alex Jones.
Well, I mean, you should defend those who say offensive things if you are in favor of free speech. However, we also have to defend these platforms' rights to have rules on their platform. It's their platform. They're the ones who built it. They're the ones, and now arguably, they built it on Alex Jones' content. I mean, Jones drove people to that platform, and they signed up for it or whatever, so ultimately they kicked him to the curb, sort of in the same way that Amazon kicked us to the curb after we, you know, sent them however many hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales, you know, and they just decided they were done with us, and they canceled our Amazon Associates account.
Well, don't expect to be on Facebook tomorrow.
Oh, I quit Facebook in January.
I understand.
January.
You aren't on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're on Twitter anymore either, are
you?
No,
I'm on Twitter.
Okay. Well,
No. My tweets were disconnected from Facebook, and I didn't want to spend any time to try to reconnect them.
I see.
I've announced that I am completely no longer, no other updates will come to my Facebook page, so they're done.
I understand that you're not on Facebook.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live uses Facebook to communicate with listeners, and we have a pretty active Facebook page.
Yeah.
You can
yeah.
find it at facebook.freetalklive.com if you
it's
want.
Still there. Yeah.
If it, well, it is at this moment. Yeah. I'm on it right now, but I don't expect to be tomorrow.
Sure, they banned us once for putting a picture of some not even topless women, but some bikini-wearing women.
Bikini-clad women. We shared a page, the Facebook page, for the Gold Coast Meter Maids.
That's right.
Because we were talking about, I don't know, feeding meters. And they literally, somebody complained about that. And Facebook, whatever mind-numbed, mouth-breathing dullard they have working at Facebook, decided it was it made sense to ban us for sharing a Facebook page on Facebook.
Okay, so Jones got hit, you said, by LinkedIn today?
LinkedIn and MailChimp.
I've got some of the quotes if we want to go over what
quotes
he said.
From what?
Facebook? From Alex Jones, what he said that got him banned.
Allegedly,
according to pinknews.co.uk.
Pink News, which is a lesbian
gay, LGBT.
Okay, we're coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free, like freedom, you can join us. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username L. Oh, wait, no, we don't. I'm going to have to get out of that habit. So be sure you give me a good verbal spanking if you catch me doing that again. Skype's done for. We broke up with them.
Discord. Dot what?
.lrn.fm. And that'll get you there. And Discord is available across different platforms, so you can get it for your phone, you can get it for Windows, Linux, Mac. So super easy to get on board with Discord, and it sounds great. In fact, we got 3 available lines for you there.
Every time
well.
You say Skype, you have to do a shot glass of hot sauce.
Why?
That's because that's what Daryl wanted me to do for, I don't know, the thing about the YouTube video.
It's I'll pass.
Like that's a solution for a mistake in adulthood.
I'll pass on that. But let's go to your calls and thoughts. Go to Quantes, calling from Atlanta. Quantes, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about Bitcoin.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I don't really know about Bitcoin very much, but a friend was telling me that I should get it because it could help me with my business and stuff.
You know about them French fried potatoes?
Well, I think that Bitcoin can help people with a lot of things, whether it be accepting it at a point of sale, at a physical location, or just as an investment, something that could grow in value over time. There are a lot of different things that you can do with cryptocurrency. I'd recommend checking out Bitcoin.com if you want to get kind of the basics on Bitcoin. But if you have a question, we're happy to field it for you.
But I mean, you guys seem like experts on the situation, But
I mean, for radio, I would say for radio, we're experts. Like, we're not actual experts when you compare us to the people in the Bitcoin world, like the people who really, really know their stuff, the geeks. But compared to every other talk show host, we would qualify as an expert, I think, for that. So, yeah, go ahead.
I was just wondering, do I go get it at its physical location or like what?
Good question.
Yeah, so if you go to Bitcoin.com, they've got some GIFs there, so little video type things that'll help you to get an app, which they call a wallet, that'll help you to store Bitcoins. You can buy...
I already got a wallet.
Excellent.
Okay, great. Then you can buy Bitcoin there if that's what you wish to do.
You mean through Bitcoin.com?
Through Bitcoin.com. There are other ways to do it. You can go to localbitcoins.com if that's
risky,
what you want to.
Risky, but it's cheaper. Personally, I wouldn't recommend local Bitcoins just because there's risk involved. There's a site called uphold.com that'll sell you Bitcoins. If you have a bank account, you can connect that directly to them and then just order the amount of Bitcoins you want, and they'll just pull the money from your bank account.
The easiest thing to do is just to go to Bitcoin.com, though.
There's also cryptocurrency vending machines, and if you're in Atlanta, I'm certain they have them there. In fact, I believe there's the Atlanta Bitcoin Embassy, which I suspect has one of them there. I've not been inside the Atlanta Bitcoin
Embassy. We were invited for the grand opening, but
we had some sort of conflict.
We were at the Pork Fest.
Pork Fest, yeah, at that time. So maybe check out...
I would rather not keep Bitcoins in my wallet. I would rather put it with the Millie Rock in my start.
On the what?
The Millie Rock in a start.
I would rather put it in my start. You know, in case I get jumped or something. I mean, I always keep my, like, crack in my sock, you know. I'm getting jumped or something.
Well, you can't really put your Bitcoin in your sock. Jumped. Yeah. No, I don't know if you were or not, but either way, you can't put your Bitcoin in your sock.
You need to carry a sling blade for protection.
Yeah. Hey, Quantes, we can't help you. We can't help you do anything if you are admitting to doing illegal things, but thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Some people call it a casual blade. I call it a sling blade. That's what he sounded like to me.
Is that right? Okay.
Like this from the movie Sling Blade.
I thought he was trying to do like a black crack dealer.
Well, that's what he was. It was just a terrible impersonation. It sounded more like a sling blade.
I don't know
Billy Bob
anything
Thornton.
About Sling
Billy Bob
Blade.
Thornton from Sling Blade.
But I know that
it's a fantastic movie, actually.
But at the very least, 8.5 years of prison taught me that you carry your crack in your mouth.
Him's just a boy. He ought not to do the crack like that.
Mm-hmm. You carry crack in your mouth?
That's my understanding.
In like a plastic bag?
No,
or
no,
something?
In your mouth.
To transport it around in prison? Is that the idea?
Oh, I don't know that I ever saw. I never saw crack in prison. No, I mean, well, you know, they spend their time getting weed in prison.
So were you suggesting that they would carry crack in their mouths
the
outside of prison?
The suggestion is that they would, yeah, that's how it's done.
All I know is that plumbers need to pull their pants up because crack kills.
What's the benefit of carrying crack in your mouth?
Why are you asking me about
You're
how to carry crack?
You're the one who brought it up!
I said that you carry it in your mouth because that's what I was told.
I don't know. I think they were just lying to some cracker.
I do not appreciate your racial epithet. Why is it you think you can get away with the word cracker on the air?
Because it's about a white person.
Because you're from Florida. You're a Florida cracker. But anyway.
You don't call black people from Florida crackers.
I'm talking to you.
Right.
Are you black?
Well, it sounded like Obama there for a second.
With a
I'm talking
race.
To you.
Anyway,
I wasn't talking about anybody else. I'm talking to you.
I don't know really anything at all about crack. But I have, you know...
It doesn't seem like a good idea, now that I articulated, to put any kind of drug mixed with other chemicals
in your mouth. No, it's not a good idea.
But
if you're a dealer, I don't think you're going to want to be carrying around your crack in your mouth. Further, I know about MDMA, which is also known as ecstasy on the streets. I've had that in my mouth before, and it's nasty. These are chemicals, and they are very unpleasant, and I suspect crack is also very, very unpleasant.
Isn't MDMA taken
most
orally?
Most things that you put in your mouth are a chemical.
Yes. It is taken orally, Mark, but usually you swallow it immediately. You don't carry it around in your mouth.
The same is true for aspirin, I suppose,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I mean... Which is also a chemical derived from the bark of the willow tree.
All
right?
Of your food is made from chemicals.
Yep. Let's go to the phones.
Water, in fact, is a chemical.
Let's go to Matthew in California. You're on Free Talk Live, watching online at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello.
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. I don't know where to go after that. Thankfully, I had everything written down because I'm high, and if I hadn't, I would not be able to get back to where I was going. My thought was going to go. Okay.
I like a good, well-planned stoner.
Okay. So, going back, I'm so glad I called in tonight. Normally, I've been dying to talk to Mark. I'm sorry, Ian, for years about vegetarianism and the non-aggression principle, but you guys got me even on a better topic tonight, talking about racism within the libertarian movement. Yeah. I've actually been even dying to talk about that even more.
All right.
I don't know what it is. You know, I'm a black guy, and I consider myself a diehard libertarian because, you know, we black people, the black community, is one of the most anti-government, most small government people you could ever find. But we can't seem to ally with the libertarian. And don't think I'm talking about you, Mark, or you, Ian, John.
Yeah, I know.
I love you guys. I've been watching you guys, listening to you guys for 12 years. You guys have got me through some bad times. Thank you. But that said, I'm not talking about you, but within the libertarian movement, there seems to be a racial divide, which I don't understand. In Ferguson, you would think, you know, I've heard so much about the Oath Keepers and all this stuff and how they're so pro-liberty, but they showed up to Ferguson on the side of the police, not the protesters. They were on the side of big government. Ron Paul, for example, I gave him a pass on that first racist newsletter he had from the 60s or 70s, whatever, fine.
I think it was from the 90s, okay, but all right.
The one that was allegedly written by Lou Rockwell?
It wasn't, though. Right, no? They discovered who it was.
Oh, really?
Right, I'll give you a pass. Fine. I'm still your supporter. I'm still a big Ron Paul fan. Until the, you know, and then he gets another one out. And it's like, come on.
What happened now?
You didn't see the latest one? Like, no. Like, in the last month, he put out this racist tweet, and it's got this black guy in stereotypical butt.
Oh, you mean the one? I know which one you're talking about. Somebody called in about that. Then later he came out and said he didn't control his Twitter account, and that person was somehow punished. The cultural
Marxism tweet is what that was.
Yeah, so that wasn't Ron Paul. I mean, you know, Ron Paul's not actually tweeting, right?
Let's talk about what the meme said before we go ahead and go any further. People want to know.
It was a comic.
Okay. It was a comic with some racial.
I know what a meme is. Thank you. A meme, sort of a web comic.
It had that kind of classic racist drawing of a black guy and a Jewish guy and like a Chinese guy
and that sort of thing, and then basically saying, "Watch out for cultural Marxism," and then that sort of thing.
Yes. They're punching Uncle Sam.
Yeah, that's right. All those caricatures were punching good old Uncle Sam, whom libertarians generally hate, but unless it happens to be the colored folks going after them, in which case, oh my God, I can't believe they're ruining our way of life. Yeah, it was a nasty looking little picture, and I mean, like, to some extent, I can be like, oh, well, I kind of understand what they're saying, but, man, somebody should have a better filter than that.
Right. You can't ask me to trust you to be the leader of the free world, and you can't control your Twitter feed. I mean...
Well, hang on a moment here, and let's talk about this here, because Ron Paul's not tweeting. He's got somebody... He's got people, right? And so how much control are you supposed to exert over the people who you've entrusted to do something for you? You can only take it back, which is what he did. More coming up.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.